We're in a series called R-U-N. Can you say that with me? R-U-N. All right. I hope you are. That's why Fellowship Church existed. Proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ so we can tell folks that God loves you. The price has been paid for you. There's only one way, but it's done, and you need to receive that. Are you in Christ? Are you believing in Jesus Christ? All right? That's why we're here. This little series is a study of the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians has 6 chapters. It's one of the richest books in all the Bible. Unbelievable. People said I'm crazy, and I believe I'm crazy, for trying to go a chapter a week. Okay? Because there's so much. But if I can just we can get a little something out of it, and you can get yourself into that book and just start reading and learning, you're going to be so blessed. Amen? So let's go to this little series called Are You In? Today's message, say that with me. A new what? Man. A new man. We've seen things like we're His body. We're His temple. Last week was the mystery. Remember? The mystery. This week, a new man. That's what I am in Jesus Christ. I'm a new man. And we're going to see that today, and that's what the Bible says about you and me. So let's explore that today a little bit. If you have your Bible, turn along with us. Otherwise, everything will be right up on the screen for you. You can see it, and I'll have you talk back and forth with me some if you've not been here before. So talk back with us and just get involved in the message a little bit. Let's go, Raj. We're rolling pretty quick through this. Say it with me. All these real quick. I am redeemed. Come on. I am sealed. Amen? We saw that, didn't we? We're somebody. Not because of us, but because of Him. One of the things I think I have seen and others have seen, and Jesus spoke a little bit about it in the book of Revelation, He said this church at Ephesus was a great church. But He said, I have one thing against you. You have left your first what? Love. The Apostle Paul, writing about 13 books in our New Testament, mentions the word love about 20 times in 13 books. Well, guess what book it shows up 9 times? The book of Ephesians. So there seems to be a problem, even though this was a phenomenal church. They were a great church. They were doing phenomenal things. God was working there. There seemed to be a slipping away from the love of Jesus Christ. Have you ever done that? I have. I'm not talking about I've turned my back and walked away. Many have done that. A lot of people. But the fact of the matter is, there have been times when I've been cold in my faith. I've been going through the motions. Let's see who's been there with me. Come on, you've been going through the motions, okay? See, this book can help us. I'm a new man, and we're going to see some things today. So we have so much in Christ. Last week we saw this rascal. It's a mystery. It is a mystery that God loves me. Isn't that crazy? Wow! God loves me. But it's true. Keep moving. It's true. God loves me. Jesus Christ died for me. Say this last one with me. The case is what? It's closed, baby. You know what a mystery is. We said it last week. It has a couple of definitions, but the last definition of a mystery is a story based on the solution of a criminal case. And Jesus Christ, what He did when He came to this earth, how He died on the cross, that was a criminal case. They deemed Him as a criminal. And I want to tell you something. I'm basing my eternal future on the solution of a criminal case, Jesus Christ. It's closed. The case is closed. Have you closed that case? Have you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? It's a mystery. Now, pop that up there. Can you say that with me, you Southerners? Here we go. I-R-N. All right? Are you in? This is the way we say it down south. I-R-N. Now, you really want to know why I put that up there this week? Because last week I had a grammatical error. As if that's unusual. I kept saying, you know, you and me, instead of you and I. And my wife got on to me. Scolded me. You know? Because she does, I actually have a college education, believe it or not. Okay? So anyway, this is for joy. Say it with me. I-R-N. Now that's really bad, doll. Anyway, I hope you can say that. I-R-N. Because of Jesus, I'm in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen? Let's praise Him this morning. Come on. Come on. I'm in Christ. Christ. And because of that, I'm a new man. I'm a new man in Jesus Christ. And now, I need to start living like it. You listening? Say. I mean, all this stuff about the body, and the temple, and the mystery show, and I'm in. Well, now I need to live like it. I'm a new man. Okay? There is a new life that I have in Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter if you've been newly saved, you've been saved for years, you're supposed to have a new walk. Amen? A new life. And that's what this book is building on now. And this, by the way, is going to help you stay in love with Jesus. Okay? It's not enough to say, well, I go to church, well, I love Jesus. That doesn't mean doodly squat. Is He affecting your life? Amen? If He's changed your life, good chance you're going to stay close to Him. Amen? Why would I want to leave the one and get away from the one who's changed my life? So let's look at it this morning. Here we go. We're rolling. Ephesians chapter 4. A lot of stuff to cover, so need your help. Ephesians 4, 1 through 3, just setting the table. So I need to start living like it. I'm a new man. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. Paul wrote this book in prison. He also was captured by Christ Himself on the road to Damascus. Remember? He said, I beseech you that you walk what? Worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called, with all lowliness, with meekness, with long-suffering. Say that last part with me. Forbearing one another in what? Love. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. This is how we're supposed to walk now. We're new in Christ. Amen? We're a new person in Jesus Christ. You might say, well, I have a temper. I'm mean. I'm this. I'm that. Well, tough. The old man's supposed to be dead. Amen? Amen? I'm a new man in Christ. I have hope. I have a future. God can change my life. I'm a new man in Christ. Keep looking. Say that with me. I did not do this for myself. So often we get away from God. We get cool on the love of Jesus when we start to somehow get the big head. We get saved, and we get the rules, and then we get this, and all of a sudden, we start looking down our nose at other people, whatever, and we start to get further and further. We don't think we're far away from Jesus. We think we're right over here. But we're not. You hearing me? When you start to think that anything in your life concerning your salvation, you did, that's a problem. I didn't do this for myself. I'm a new man in Christ. Say that with me. It's all because of Him that I am a new man in Christ. Amen? That's why I probably drive some of you crazy when I talk about Rockingham. 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 Because that's where Jesus captured my attention. Amen? And got a hold of me in a little old southern town called Rockingham when I was 16 years old. That's my story. Amen? That's where I was born again. I'm a new man in Christ. Keep looking. Now, as we move through this chapter, hope you're not bored to tears yet. Hang on. We ain't got to the boring part yet. No, I'm just kidding. Could you say that with me? God is able, so I am stable. Now hang on one more time. This is important. I'm rhyming on this message. Here we go. God is able, so I am. God gives us some things in a couple of verses right now that's going to help you be stable in your Christian life. In this new life that you have in Christ, God's going to give you something that's going to be a life preserver to you. When you start getting away from Jesus, when you start moving away from the love of Christ, when you start getting a little cool, when you start thinking it's a little bit more about you or the church or something like that, wow, there's some life preservers that'll pull you back in. Amen? Let's look at them real quick. The SS Jesus life preservers. Let's look. Here's some stabilizers. Keep reading the Scripture. Here we go. Verse 4. There is one body. That's a stabilizer. Okay? There's one body. There's one church. Did you hear me say? There's one church. That's the body of Christ. We are part of the body of Christ. Just because a church calls itself a church don't necessarily mean it's a church. The church is people who are believers in Jesus Christ. It's all about Him. It's not about us. It's not about a building. It's not about anything we do. It's about Him that we are together in His body. Does that make any sense to you? Don't ever forget that. A lot of people get out of church because they had a problem with their former what? Church! Somebody at church let them down. Preacher let them down. So now they're out of church. They don't have a relationship with God. They'll say stuff like this, I don't believe in organized religion anymore. How many ever heard that? Okay. My point is, if your focus is ever on something that's a building or an organization or something like that. That is not the church. The church is the body of Jesus Christ. Y'all listening? So no matter what somebody does to you, says you, oh, so-and-so said I look this way. Anyway, so worry about it. You're in Jesus, amen? No church should ever do anything to you that's going to get you knocked out of the body of Christ. Amen? You can't be at this one, you can't be at another one. Find another one where you can go to, but not with a bad, stinking attitude so you can keep serving Jesus. Does that make sense? Stabilizer. Throw me a buoy, baby. It'll help you. Look at this next thing. There's one Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Now, I can't preach all these. There's a lot here. But listen, how is it that you can read the Bible, and the Bible says this, and it seems like this is what God's saying in His Spirit, but then you see kooks, cuckoo, cuckoo people that are saying, the Spirit did this, and the Spirit said this. You need to realize, not every spirit that everybody says is a spirit is the Spirit. Amen? If something disagrees with the Word of God, I'm going to choose the Word of God. But no, I felt this, and well, that's great. It doesn't agree with this. There's one Spirit. There's not the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit said this, but over here He's doing all this. Come on. Be sensible. Okay? There's one Spirit. Not a bunch of Holy Spirits running around. And God didn't call you, believe it or not, to walk up to people and tell them what God told you. I know that's going to ruffle some of your feathers. Some of you think that's the ministry. God just speaks to you and you won't go tell them something. I think you'd do better if you share some Scripture with them. Amen? Base something on the Word of God, not something on you. Oh, that's ugly. I'm talking about staying afloat. Amen? This is stuff that'll make you stable. There's one what? Hope of your calling. There's only one thing that can give you hope of eternal life. That's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. End of story. End of the game. You can believe what you want to, but only one thing is going to give you hope. The fact that Jesus died, He was buried. It's in the Bible. It's 500 people saw Him at one time, Corinthians says. So many witnesses. It's tried to be disproven for a couple of thousand years. It ain't working, Jack. You got to find another plan. It ain't getting disproved. It's a fact. Belief in Jesus Christ. God had one Son. Well, all roads lead to heaven. That's bull. One road leads to heaven, Jesus Christ. Are y'all hearing me this morning? I'm talking about, I'm a new man. But I'm telling you what, you're going to get away from the love of Christ. If you get away from some of these things that are so solid, hang them around your neck. Amen? Keep looking. One Lord. There's one Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen? God had how many sons? Tell me. One. Only begotten Son, Jesus. Don't matter what somebody else says. Well, the Spirit told me there was more. Guess what? Hello? Amen? There's one what? Faith. There's one true gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the true faith. Now listen to me. I hope this ain't boring you. Listen. I hope you don't feel like you got to back up or back down. What you have is the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can take it to the bank. Amen? There's one faith. And I know we get confused. Well, what about these people over here that believe this or what about that? Here's my question. What about it? That's not my problem. I can't help what other people believe. I can send missionaries. I can go try to help them. I can do this, that, or the other. But I can't. I'm not in a position, friend, to change God's Word. Y'all listening or no? I'm talking about it'll help you. Here we go. I'm a new man. There's one baptism. Now, I'm not talking about dunking somebody or sprinkling somebody. Baptism is a picture of the death and burial of Jesus Christ and His resurrection. As He was buried and rose again, so you and I are dead, and now we have new life given to us by God Himself. Amen? That's what baptism is. There's one way to be made spiritually alive. It's not through keeping a bunch of these little rules or somebody saying, now you need to do di-di-di-di-di-di and you'll be alive. The Bible says to me, he that hath the Son hath what? Life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not what? Life. There's one way to be made alive, to be born again. It's by putting your faith in Jesus Christ. Do you see how all these are sort of anchors say? Hang on to them. It'll keep you close to Jesus. Do you see how you don't have a whole lot to do with any of that? Say. It'll keep you from falling out of love with Jesus if you realize that buoy, that thing hanging around my neck, ain't me at all. It's Him. Amen? So I need to stay close to Him. There's one God. No, no. The Hindus said there's 330,000 or 300 million. Guess what? Newsflash. Hindus are wrong. I know that's ugly, but that's what the Bible says. I can't fix everybody, what everybody says. My faith is anchored on the book. Amen? I'm just encouraging you, and I've seen it over years and years and years of ministry, people can get so bent out of shape over things, if they would stay close to the Lord and close to the book and solid, you can sure navigate through troubled waters. Amen? Say, well, this happened to me. I've heard so many this happened to me stories, it ain't even funny. And they're usually this happened to me in church stories. So, come on. Stay strong. Stay faithful. Stay with the stuff. Grab you a buoy, baby. Amen? That's what we're talking about. God is able, so I am what? Stable. I'm a new man, not because of me. I'm a new man in Christ because of Him. And since I'm a new man in Christ because of Him, He can keep me afloat. You hearing me? He can make this work. It can work out. Kids go through times, 16, 17, 18 years old, 19, 20, 21. What's going to happen? Are they going to come back? I mean, I've been dealing with my own son. Thank God for him. But it's okay. I've told my son. I said, son, he grew up in church with me, sang all his life. But you know what? He can't have my relationship with Jesus. He's got to have his own relationship with Jesus. And if it means sometimes you get out there and I hate it sometimes when they want to drift a little. But I'm just praying for them life preservers. Amen? Those things, the one faith, the one Lord, the one baptism, the one God. Amen. Hang on to that. Grab onto that. Yes, you're going through those tough waters. I think you'll make it. That's the plan. Amen? God, He's above all, the Bible says. He's through all and He's in you all. We just looked at verses 1 through 6. Keep looking. I'm a new man in Christ. Are y'all wore out yet? This is tough. Tough stuff. Keep looking. Here we go. Now, God's able, so I'm stable. How can I stay in love with Jesus? How can I stay in close with Jesus in this new walk of my new life? Through those stabilizers. It's God's grace, so say this with me. So I know my... One more time. It's God's... So I know my... Is it your grace? Yes or no? Uh-uh. It's His grace, so you and me can know our place. Don't we sometimes become Christians and then we start taking over? Yes or no? Yeah, we're going to run it now. Thank you, God. Uh-uh. Let's keep looking at the Scripture. Anything we have and everything we are is because of Jesus. Look at verse 7. We're just walking down through the Scriptures. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Anything we have, anything we can do is because of Him. Jesus Christ is the captain of our faith. Verse 8. Wherefore He says, when He ascended up on high, He led captivity captive and He gave gifts unto men. Jesus Christ is our captain. Jesus Christ is the chief. He's the one that won the battle for us. Amen? So why should I fall out of love with Him because Sister So-and-so made me mad? Sister So-and-so didn't do squat for me anyway. Jesus did. Amen? Say. And don't hang your hopes on me either, friend. I'll let you down. Probably half of you already been let down by just my little talk this morning. But the fact of the matter is, He's the captain. Amen? And we're the body. We're on the team. We're talking about being a new man. This is a new kind of thinking, isn't it? Say. I thought the church was everything. I thought the church did everything. He did everything! Amen? He's the captain. Look at this one. Jesus Christ has given us the victory over death, hell, and the grave. And that's quite a victory. Strange verses, verse 9 and 10. Now that He, Jesus, ascended, what is it that He also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended far above all heavens that He might fill all things. Jesus Christ came to this earth, died on the cross, was buried in a tomb, rose from the dead. Somebody tell me where He's at right now. He's seated where? At the right hand of God the Father. Amen? He did all that for us. It is He who saved us from death, hell, and the grave and gave us the victory, friend. We have our new life in Him. Why? I would be a moron, a lunatic, if I would ever want to get far from Him. That's where I got my life from. Stay close to Him. Stay in love with Him. Keep looking. Any gifting we have is given to us by God. Look at verse 11. We're just walking through the Scriptures. Verse 11. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. Who gave those gifts to us? Somebody tell me. Jesus. God gave them to us. Amen? But isn't it true sometimes we get these gifts and we act like they're our gifts? And we act like we're the best at it? And we act like we can tell you all about it? Any gifting we have is from God. Amen? I'm a new man in Christ, all because of Him. I feel like I'm beating a dead horse here. But maybe that's why the church is in the shape it's in. This should be life. This should be giving us life, man. This should be what we hang our hat on right here. And hold on. I'm a new man in Christ. Now, so far, hang on in here with me. Now, we are actually making good progress, aren't we, Raj? You think? Okay, amen. But so far we've seen God's able, so I'm stable. Then we've seen it's God's grace, so I know my place. Now look at this one. God, say that with me. God's goal for the whole. Now that came right from Scripture, and you'll see it in a minute. But you know, we had the life preservers. Now we got it's good. Amen. All right. Touchdown. Right? See? This is what God wants for your life. That's good. What is that good stuff He wants for our life now that we are in the Lord? Look at it. Let's go down to the Scriptures. For the perfecting of the saints. God says that's good for you and me to mature as believers in Christ. Amen? That's why I harp like crazy for you to read the Bible every day. You need to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. You need to become mature. It's going to happen by reading the instructions over and over and over again. How many read instructions one time? You can put it together, no problem. Don't put your hand up. We hate you. How many are like me? You have to read them 3 or 4 times, then you just throw the thing away. Okay? That's the point. Listen, read. Be mature. That's God's goal for us. Amen? Keep looking. God's goal. The work of the ministry. That's God's goal for the body of Christ, is the work of His ministry. It's not your ministry. It's not my ministry. What we're doing here at Fellowship Church, we're going to keep trying. We're going to keep plugging. As long as I am part of it, I can only do what I can do. And then some point, I hope we're going to be able, I'll pass on and somebody else can be able to take an established work. That's our goal. Amen? It's not about us. You never hear us saying, you're going to put your name up here, you're going to put your name over here, and put your name over here. Do we ever talk like that about when we build this? You ever heard me say that? Yes or no? No. We give unto the Lord. It's about His name, because you and I are going to be easily forgotten. Amen? But He's not. He's the Lord of glory. Matter of fact, He's given us a new name. So keep that in mind. Regardless of what happens, it's for the work of the ministry. That's what God wants. God's goal for us is the body. The building up of the body. God wants us to be built up in our faith. Though I preach tough sometimes, my goal is not to beat you down. It's to build you up, to grow you in the Lord. Amen? You should be growing in the Lord. We should do that with our words. As the body of Christ together, we should build somebody up. It's not our job to tell sister so-and-so off. Do you know how I keep picking on the sister here? We've just done that in the South for years. Picked on the sister, baby. Here we go. So that's part of the goal of God. How about this one? Till we all come in the what? Unity of the what? Faith. There's one faith. That's the Word of God in Jesus Christ, what He's done for us, and we need to be unified under that faith. So if you've got a little burr in your saddle or wherever, listen, you need to get it settled and get back under that unity of the faith. Amen? We need to be unified together in the things of Jesus Christ. Y'all listening, say. That's keeping the main thing the main thing. That's our goal. It's what we're supposed to do in the body. Keep looking. Now, there's a lot here I can't get into. I'm just passing by. Of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. It's God's goal for you to know more and more about Jesus. You might come here and think, Gary Clark talks a lot about Jesus. Yeah, I do. We need to know more and more about Him. Amen? We need to listen to Him, be led of Him. We need to fall in love with Him more and more and more and more, because Satan wants us to get away from Him. So grow in your knowledge of Jesus. Want to be more like Jesus. It's a great thing to ask, what would Jesus do? That's great. Think like that. Okay? God's goal is the fullness of Christ. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We've got another scripture, I think, that goes with it. That we henceforth be no more what? Children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of what? Doctrine, by the sleight of men, by the cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You and I should be growing in our faith. We should be growing in the Word. When we hear things from, maybe it's from television, or it might be from somebody that we know, we ought to be able to know that's not true. That's not what the Bible says. Grow up in the fullness of Christ. Know what the Bible's teaching. Know your faith. I'm a new man in Christ. And the mess that you say, like, look, I don't read good, or I can't understand things, or I don't, that's not going to fly. You've got to be in the book. I've never read anything I'd ever read. I never understood anything I didn't read. But if you read it, God the Holy Spirit is going to help you because you're a new man in Christ. And you're going to understand things. Keep that in mind. What's God's goal for us as a body of Christ? The speaking of truth and love. So many times we would go in our own strength. Knock on the door. If you died today, do you know you'd go to heaven? I've done that thousands of times in my life. It's really important that whatever message you're giving for Jesus is done in love. Amen? Love people. We pray every Sunday morning, and my prayer team can vouch for this, we pray for my tongue, your tongue, everybody's tongue, when we come in here, our words will lift one another up. That we'll speak the truth in love. Y'all listening or not? This is a new man in Christ. The old me would just cuss you out and could care less. But the new man is, no. I need to build you up. I need to encourage you. You hearing me? Speak the truth in love. If you're going to share the gospel with somebody, how about if you've been loving on them a little bit? Amen? And share the truth of God's Word. I'm a new man in Christ. That's God's goal. All those things. You know what God says? It's good. Amen? You can't argue with that. That's good stuff. Keep looking. Here's the verse that really actually says that. Verse 16. We ain't missed a verse yet, I don't think. Ephesians 4:16. From whom the whole body fitly joined together, that's the church of Jesus Christ, compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in what? Love. That's God's goal for the whole. Now here's the last thing. Pop it up. How do I do this? How do I do all this stuff, preacher, you've been talking about? I'm a new man in Christ. This is how you're going to do it. Look at it. Verse 22. I skipped a few verses to get here. Put off the conversation of the old man, which is corrupt. You can't keep living like you were, because you ain't who you were. Amen? I am a new creature in who? Christ Jesus. Old things are what? Passed away. Behold, all things are become what? New. Amen? Hang in here with me. Come on, don't go sleep on me. Listen to me. You've got to put off the old man. You've got to crucify the flesh. You've got to say, that's the old life and that's my life anymore. Jesus is in me. And look at verse 23. You don't have to do it on your own. Say it with me. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. How does that happen? By reading the Word of God. Ding, 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 ding. You got to get in that book. That your thoughts will be transformed. You're not going to make it on your own, Jack. You're going to be a casualty. Verse 24. And then do this. Put on the what? Help me now, help me. And put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So I put off the old man, renew my mind by the Spirit of the living God, hallelujah, and I'm able to put on this new man in Jesus Christ. That is my new life, and it's all because of Him. And this is the last thing that we're saying, the last points that we're making. I got a new walk. Can you say that with me? I got a new walk. Did you know my walk is not so I can say I'm better than other people? Say, my new walk is not like, well, I don't do that. I don't drink and I don't chew and I don't run with girls at D. It's funny. For years, the church has bragged on what it does not do. No, we don't go there and we don't do that and you shouldn't do that and you can't do that and you can't do that. And you know what? Instead of walking, walk and hush. It's amazing what can happen. Here is the new man walk. It's right in your Bible. And I just popped it out. So I got some footprints up there. Here's how a new man walks. This is according to Paul. He's talking to a people. They're a great church. It seems that they may be slipping a little bit from the love of God. And he's writing them. And he says this under the inspiration of the Spirit. Put away lying and speak the truth with your neighbor. What's the new man's walk? Somebody tell me. Quit lying. Quit lying. If I'm a new person in Jesus Christ, well, I'm just a really good liar and I've lied my whole life. I need to keep lying. No, you don't. Stop being a liar. Start walking in what? Truth. That's your new walk. It's not like the Holy Ghost is going to hit you and you're going to fall on the floor and flop around. Start walking in truth. That's a miracle enough for a lot of people who've been liars, ain't it? Tell the truth. Okay? Number two, the walk. And remember, we're members of one another. This is your new walk. Your new walk isn't just about you anymore. Your new walk is I'm members of the body of Christ. They matter because they belong to Jesus. I need to work it out with them. We need to, you know, work together. Amen? Remember that. That's our walk now. I don't like church. Well, you need to get over that. Come on! God wants to grow you and to help you. Amen? Change that attitude by renewing your mind that this is the Lord's day and it's going to be a good day and we're going to have a great time in the work of the Lord and working with others. Here's our new walk. Here's another one. Be angry and sin not. What do I do in my new walk? I guard my what? My temper. How can I be a new person in Christ and yet and still I'm totally out of control in my temper and my passions? You can't work with somebody like that, can you, say? You can't work with somebody like that in your business team, can you? Somebody always flying off the handle, madder than a hornet, pitching a fit. That's no place for that in the body of Christ. How many have gone to churches where that was the case? A lot of anger, a lot of pitching of fits. Have you seen it, yes or no? It's a shame. It shouldn't be once named here. If you want to pitch a fit, you're going to hit a wall right here. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's no place for the body of Christ. Are y'all listening? Say, guard your temper! I hate to say it, I could go off on this for a long time about unfortunate business meetings. Could you agree? People that served in ministry, Pastor Lindo, yes or no? Unfortunately, the body of Christ, this is us. Guard your temper. Look at this one. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. What's our walk? Deal with anger quickly so the devil doesn't lodge in your spirit. Amen? See, I'm new now. The old me could get mad. I want a key. I want to beat you upside the head. I don't want to ever have anything to do with you again. You a creep. Hate your guts. Guess what? The new man in Christ, you know what the new man has to do? I got to forgive. I got to deal with that. I got to realize it's all about Him. And so what? I got hurt. I got to get over it and move on. It's not easy. But it's not about me. Y'all listening to anything? Keep looking. Whew, wow. How about this one? Let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor, working with his hands with the thing that's good. Our new walk is this. Stop being a thief. Stop stealing. Get a job. Amen? An honest job and work. This is part of our new life. Our new walk. Let's take a quick test. How many before you became a Christian, you stole and you didn't think about it and that's what you did and that was the way it was? Can I see some hands? Okay, guess what? It's not your life anymore. Let's praise the Lord. Come on. It's not your life anymore. It's not my life anymore. No, sir. See, I'm a new man in Christ. We're waiting on some lightning bolt to hit us. How about just life principles and start living your life according to the Scripture and the will of God and the Spirit, and you will be a miracle to your family. And the people that knew you, wow, look at him, what a change. Yeah. So stop stealing, get a job, keep looking. Start giving to the needy. That's part of our new walk. Pregnancy Solutions here today. Why'd you have them here? Guess what? Because we need to give to the needy. Amen? Why Helping Hands food? Because we need to give to the who? The needy. You might have always been a taker. Let's do a quick test. How many of you would say before you became a Christian, that was me, Pastor. I was a taker, 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 taker. It was all about me. Can I see your hands? Guess what? That's not you anymore. Let's praise Jesus again. Come on. Come on. Here we go. You're different. Praise God. If you don't know you're different, you are. Stop living. Start living right. How about this one? Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Stop using your mouth to speak evil. And start using your mouth to build up and minister to other people. Amen? Gossip is pathetic. If you gossip about somebody, slap yourself in the head. If people ask you why you do it, they go, I'm a new woman. I'm a new man. Whatever you got to do, stop it. Get over it. It's not godly. It's not edifying. Use your mouth to minister. Why? Because I'm a new man. You hearing me? And I'll tell you what, when you stop stealing and lying and talking about people like a dog, and you're getting this power from the Holy Spirit of the living God, you're going to stay in love with Jesus. You're going to stay in love with Jesus because you're going to say, wow, look at the change He's made in me. Instead of worrying about making the change in everybody else's life, why don't you let Him make that change in you? And that's going to keep you close to Jesus. Amen? Now that's what I'm getting. Be careful also, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Be sensitive. Now that I'm walking in the Spirit and in this new life, what God says in His Word matters. This is my life. This is truth. I want to be careful that I don't mess up my relationship with Him. I want to come under His authority. What He says is true. If I'm living the opposite, I need to get in line. Amen? I'm a new man. The hard head review. Just in case God says to people like me, Clark, I don't think you got it. He goes with this verse right after all this other stuff. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Bang! There's no place for that in our body of Christ. Amen? Here's the new man verse, and I'd appreciate you standing up with me. Stand on up with me. Come on. We're going to learn this verse together. Okay? We're going to learn this verse together right now. I am a new man in Jesus Christ. Say that with me. I am a new man in Jesus Christ. Don't be leaving on me till you get this verse. Come on. Here we go. Ephesians 4:32. Say it with me. This is the new man verse. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Let's do it again. We're getting there. Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Let me ask you a question. Why have you been forgiven? Because of who? Jesus Christ. Why would I get away from Him? Why would I fall out of love with Him when my very forgiveness is because of Him? Not the church, not some rules. It's all about Him. Let's do it one more time, then we're going to take a test. Here we go. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Take away some of the words. Here we go. And be ye kind, one to a tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You got it? Take it all off the screen. Here we go. I've got the little screen. Oh, you ain't got it on mine. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Back to grammar. A new man in Christ. I-R-N. Now here's the question. Are you in? Are you in? Is what I've been saying up here today a bunch of mumbo-jumbo rambling, or is the life I've been talking about a life that is so unlike you? So unlike you. Jesus Christ wants to change your life. Amen? He wants to. We don't just do this so we can get together and say we did something. We come to church because I need an IV, baby. I need to be here. I need to hear about Jesus. I need the Word in me so I can function this week. Are you listening to me? It's what I need. I want to live for Him and walk for Him. Is that a passion in your heart? Do you know the Lord?